ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Sonny Hollywood, praying that the Cowboys win so he doesn't get bragged on by his wife, Pooney.
I don't know if I can be on a show with you anymore. I get it. It's a Kiss podcast, but Joe doesn't know the difference between Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin.
Oh, it was Aretha Franklin. No. I read it. I just remembered wrong.
Oh, my.
So Aretha Franklin was number one.
That's right.
Okay, my bad.
Joe's too held up on his Barry Manilow concert last night.
I went and saw Barry last
Manilow.
Night.
Manilow?
He did.
Got the Manilow thing at
last
midnight.
Night.
Yeah.
My
so,
man. Hey,
we'll talk about that later. So, all right. So, thank you guys for being here. I totally appreciate it.
You're not going to introduce Lee?
Oh, yeah. That's Lee right there. Sorry, Lee.
Homie, don't play that.
What the heck just happened? My phone just exploded on me. Anyway, thank you guys for being here tonight. It's really, really, really good to see you guys here on a day that's not Sunday. Let me explain. Well, it's Paul Stanley's birthday. He's 71 years old today.
Yay, Paul.
We'll sing happy birthday later. And Sonny has a tradition with his wife. Sonny, tell everybody about the tradition.
Yeah, so we technically met in 93, but we didn't start really dating till the end of 94 because, you know, basically she hated me. All stories start like
that,
right?
Win her over.
Yeah, yeah, all story. Yeah, took me like 22 months, I think. But anyway, so when we met, the Niners and the Cowboys had a pretty good rivalry going from, you know, the hangover from the 80s into the 90s. And I am a huge Cowboys fan, and she is a huge Niners fan.
Oh boy.
So what we try to do is when the 49ers and Cowboys are playing, we try to watch it together. It has not always worked out that way because, you know, meetings and me working in different places and the kids and blah, blah, blah. But we have the opportunity to do that on Sunday. So we're going to do that. And, you know, she doesn't watch a lot of football, but, you know, she'll sit next to me and yap in my ear when the 49ers beat us. So, you know, it's okay.
It'll be fun.
It's okay. I'm putting all my money on the Niners, so I win either way.
Oh, jeez.
I got news for you. Every time the Cowboys score, I'm going to call your house and make fun of your wife. Just put me on speaker. I'm going to be like,
put him on.
It'll be beautiful. So Sonny does that with his wife. And since, I mean, it is the playoffs, so I want to kind of watch the playoffs too. And Lee and I did a show this past weekend. Woo! Anyway.
Had some drama.
Had some drama. If you don't know.
Mention drama. Andrew,
I heard the drama. Don't worry. The drama started that morning and somehow seeped into the show, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
The guy reamed us all out.
Here's the thing. I want to make sure everybody knows this. First of all, normally there's 60 or so people here or more, and as the comments are coming in, boom, 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 I don't get to see them all because on my end, they're pow, 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 pow. They're going through so fast. So I'm trying to grab them so I can put them all on the screen. I don't care what they say as long as they're not saying, you know, something bad about, you know, me. I don't care if they say something bad about Joey or Sonny. But here's the thing. Understand that if I miss your thing, it wasn't because I'm an asshole. It's because I missed.
Well, that's not the only reason.
Okay, yeah. But and then also remember that when we're doing this show, I'm just kind of spouting shit off. I'm having fun.
Just
you're
how you
having
are.
Fun.
Yeah.
We're just having fun.
Some people
I
got
never
butthurt.
In a million years mean to hurt anybody's feelings. I would never do that. I'm not
feelings.
That type of person.
You hurt a widow feelings.
So, what did you say?
You hurt his widow feelings.
Oh, here I don't we know go. What happened. No, we're good. I don't know what happened. We didn't have a single problem the other day, did we, Lee?
No.
No, not one problem. Okay, that's fine. Here's the thing. So I never mean to hurt anybody's feelings. Please don't take anything serious that I say. We're all here to have fun. And if there's one thing that's absolutely sure, this fat ass is just here to have a good time. Now,
Andrew wants to know why he was dragged into it.
A friendly fire. That's what that is.
But wasn't he dragged into it before we had the problem?
I don't know. He let him have it too.
Let's just go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about it the other day, but a couple of different things have happened and something more happened today. So apparently Paul Stanley, our Lord and Savior, he did an interview with Yahoo. And now for all you people sitting at home, I really don't think that Paul Stanley is our Lord and Savior. I know I have to do this now. Is this really what I have to do? Okay. So
you have to clarify.
Good Lord. Anyway, he did an interview when he did not rule out Kiss doing shows, one-off shows here and there.
Of course and he didn't.
I saw a few people that were butthurt about it. But my whole thing is basically as they're going on and clarifying, you know, the road doing a tour is what they're stopping.
We knew
right,
this
Sonny?
Was going to happen.
I'm asking Sonny because I want him to get the hate mail today. And the hate mail you can send to podcast Rock City One.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. Go ahead, Sonny.
I guess technically they didn't say they're retiring. It's just stop talking about it. Like, stop talking about end of the road, last show, few shows left, not going to do the cruise, not going to just stop. Right? It's almost as bad as I'm going on a diet. I've been saying that I'm 53. I've been saying it for 56 years. It ain't happening.
Wow.
Okay. So they create their own problems is the problem. And they say things in absolute and then they have to back out of it, which is just stupid.
I'm not shocked. I knew they'd do one-offs after this. Who didn't?
But that's the thing. I mean, I think that what they should have done is, unless they did and somehow we missed it, be more clear. Hey, we're just done touring.
Well, they got to keep stringing us. They got to keep stringing us along.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I don't love it when athletes do it, to be honest with you. Like, there's some that, you know, they retire and they stayed retired. I'm not talking about the Jordans of the world. But I don't like it when an athlete goes, this is going to be my final year. So now every arena that athlete goes to, they're just looking for attention. I much rather just Barry Sanders. He's like, I'm not going to play no more. It's like, everybody's like, what? Are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm done. Right. Well, we never got to do a send-off. I don't need that.
Well, you mentioned Michael Jordan, but he retired three times, didn't he?
Yeah. So you can't count him. Oh, but But I like Rush did it, right? Rush, we're done. Like, they didn't say, this is going to be our final tour, blah, blah, blah. Like, this fanfare. So then you have to kind of look at, well, they're just saying it to sell tickets, I guess.
I guess. Right?
Maybe. All right. So that being said, we'll wait for that, you know, and see what happens. Hey, Doug.
We shall see.
Doug, I'm chopped liver. I'm not here.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug, you've offended some.
The hell is that?
Oh, shit. Send him a Facebook message. Okay.
Send him
one
a
other thing.
Lunatic message.
I want to talk about this. The Rolling Stone Greatest Singers of All Time list came out. Paul Stanley is not on it.
Nowhere to be seen.
And I will say that he's at least better than Glenn Danzig. Anybody?
Is Glenn Danzig in there?
He's on the list.
Glenn Danzig's awesome.
What? I know, but...
Okay, but would you say, in honesty, he's a better singer than Paul Stanley?
No.
I would tell you these guys are not in any specific genre. There's not a lot of rock singers that are going to make a list like this. It's just not going to happen because you can't put up. I get it. Everybody loves Rob Halford. Okay, I like him to a point too. But versus Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye. I mean, think about Steve Perry. Like, you talk. I don't know how many rock people should be on this list anyway.
Steve Perry. But here's the thing. As far as talent goes, as far as talent goes as a singer, I'm sorry, but as far as the, being a singer, okay, an actual singer, whether you like him or not, Jeff Tate is a better singer than a lot of people that are on the list.
Yes, he is.
He's not on the list. He's a better singer than Paul Stanley, but neither of them are on the list. But Paul Stanley, as far as singing goes, talent singing, should be on the list if Axl fucking Rose is on
Wait,
the list.
Wait, was Bruce Dickinson on the list?
I did not
I
see.
I doubt it. I can't imagine. I mean, Prince is 16. This? I doubt.
Yeah, Prince is way high.
Yeah, but Bruce does not make this
Where
list.
Was and Dio? Where was Dio on the list?
Way
Axl made the list because of a Diamond record. That's why.
Hmm. But
Elvis
that,
Presley was number 17. Who the hell is Celia Cruz? I don't even know who that is.
No clue. I mean, here's the thing. There's always going to be people on there that we don't know. I don't, like, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when I think of the word singer, okay? Frank Sinatra, I could listen to, but he's not a greatest singer of all time. I could think of people that, I could think of people that are a better singer.
Well, that depends on.
Please, I don't want anybody to kill me. Just
no, it
I
depends
said
on what you say greatest singer is. Is it uniqueness of voice? Is it the notes they can hit? Is it the tone of their voice? Right? So, I mean, so I guess Jim Bob Gillette's Dylan. The best singer ever. I mean, Jim Gillette is not the best singer ever. He might have more octaves than Sam Cooke, but Jim Gillette is not the best singer on the planet.
Okay, and I understand that, but my whole question is how do you come up with this list?
Who came up with it?
Yeah,
because our list would be much different. See,
that's right.
Yeah. So I. Anyway, yeah. So I was just really confused by that. Let me ask you this, Sonny. By looking at skimming through the list, can you find even a single person in that list that Paul Stanley, you would say, in your opinion, is better than?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I listened to more Paul Stanley than, is it Aaliyah? She's number 40. She looks like she's 10 in this picture. How old is Aaliyah? I don't even know how old she is.
She was very young when she died, if it's the same girl that I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah,
she was very young when she died. Aaliyah, she had a song, I think, in an Eddie Murphy soundtrack, and she was supposed to blow up, and then she wound up dying. I think it was a very...
Ariana Grande? Is number 43?
I don't know, man. I can't. Wow. I love her, but when she sings, I can't understand what she's saying. My whole point here is I'm not really sure. Does Rolling Stone hate Kiss so much that they're willing to cut Paul Stanley out? Like, cut people out. The term singer, it's like dancing, you know? It's one person's dance is another person's gyration.
All our lists would be different. Yeah, everyone's list is different. So who cares what they say?
So, but for me also, when you think about, and I know Sonny already mentioned he doesn't like her, but Celine Dion is a singer. You don't have to actually like her, but she's every bit. You have a lot of people on that list that sing. Because Celine Dion was a singer.
She's not even on there?
You're not even on the list.
That's a bit much.
Dude, rockers can't even choose between Deano and Dickinson or Roth and Hagar. Like, we're stuck in stupid shit. Like, we don't even know who half these people are.
I'll tell you what. I think, man, That dinner Karen made tonight was awesome. Thank you. I just tasted it again. I
had dinner at the assisted living. It was awesome.
I think Sammy Hagar should have been on the list before Glenn Danzig. Sammy Hagar, his voice is $1 million. Even now, yes or no, Sonny?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Danzig knows somebody at Rolling Stone. That's the only way he made it.
Yeah, I mean, really, how did he get on there? Let's be honest. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Mother. Doug Bradley says Paul played the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera in Toronto.
I was there.
I was it good?
Glenn was the Phantom in 2001. You guys don't remember that?
Stop it.
Wait, was he?
No.
You're messing. Okay. How about this? You don't have to like him. Sebastian Bach's not on the list? Sebastian Bach's he's got some
in his prime, he was great.
What, 3 years?
And it's probably
okay. Aaliyah did one song.
Well, she got a sympathy vote then. She's passed away.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think so. I think she's a great singer, anyway. Let's go ahead. I don't know. We'll have
over
to,
Celine. Well,
I'd like to get those people on the show. All right, so that's the news. It's Paul Stanley's birthday. I know that's what we're talking about. Let's go ahead.
Wait.
I'm listening.
You guys didn't see Gene on stage with Gilby Clark doing Deuce?
No, I didn't.
In LA somewhere?
No.
No, sir.
Yeah. So
how was it?
Johnny Depp was on guitar. Gene jumped up on bass. Matt Starr on
drums.
Was this
last week?
Was it the Hollywood Vampires?
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't think it was the Vampires because the rest of the Vampires weren't there because I don't think Gilby Clark is in the Vampires, is he? And Nuno Betancourt isn't for sure.
No, for sure.
And Gilby did all the Ace parts, and Johnny Depp did the rhythm parts.
Wow!
And Nuno put his guitar down and started being cheerleader for some reason. Then he was like the mic tech for some reason. I don't know what the hell Nuno was doing, but it was pretty good in a little club just jamming.
Didn't Nuno play with Rihanna for a little while there?
Yeah.
Rihanna's on the list.
Interesting.
200 greatest singers. I'll go ahead and say this. It's really hard to find a more beautiful woman than Rihanna. I'm just going to go ahead and say
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Not to me.
No, it's not.
All right. Well, okay.
You say so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I forgot. Sonny likes that girl from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, yeah.
What's her
Nicole
name?
Nicole Scherzinger. How do you not know her name?
Oh, from the Masked Singer?
Because she's no Rihanna. Okay.
Oh,
all
my
right. So,
God.
All this being said, this is a list of Sonny and Joe's top 200 and hottest women.
Oh, I got that list somewhere already.
Here you go. Let's get to the topic of the week, as long as that's okay with everybody.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes!
Oh, perfect. Andrew says that video was like 7 years old. I had no idea. That's the first time I ever saw it.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Hey, Sonny, I'm not going
to
hold that against
it's
you, man.
It's new
I
to
know
you,
you
didn't, so it's all
I
good. Need,
I know for sure you weren't trying to hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah, you'll know when I'm trying to hurt your feelings.
I know you do it in person all the time.
That's right to you.
Let me tell you something. Sonny gave me a girlfriend once.
What in the world? It looks like Vinnie Vincent.
Hey, I'm not the one who drilled that hole in her. You did that.
This is how much Sonny Pooney loves me. I mentioned that I always
Vinnie
loved...
Vincent pillow.
No, stop saying that. She's got boobs.
It's like it's got the makeup and everything. So does Vinnie. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
You ever seen anybody motorboat a pillow?
God. Oh, dear.
I got Sonny laughing today. That's wonderful. I hope you guys are having a good time, man. That's why we're here, to have fun and enjoy our time together. The truth is that everybody on the show except for Sonny loves all of you. Sonny picks and chooses. Let's see. Paul Stanley's birthday. I have a few questions, and I want to get some answers. We're going to start with you, Sonny. Do you think that do you think that 100 years from now, Paul, okay, and I'm only saying that because I don't want to say 10 years from now. Let's just say one day when Paul Stanley goes and the news says today Paul Stanley passed away. Do you think that they're going to say that he was influential, and what do you think that his legacy will be?
I think it'll be his influence will be caught up in Kiss. Lead singer for Kiss, influential band in the 70s that sold out arenas, and you'll just see a bunch of pictures going by of between 75 and like 79. You won't see anything from the last 40, 50 years. And they might talk about the reunion tour a little bit, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to get, you know, Channel 5 talking about his ear and his book and his cooking and his painting. And, you know, you're not going to get all that. You're going to get lead singer Kiss, influential in the band, wrote, you know, Rock and Roll All Night, wrote Detroit Rock City, wrote Shout It Out Loud. They had songs in movies, blah, blah, blah. And that's, you know, you'll get a quick thing. Because think about it. I mean, what did Channel 5 do with Jeff Beck? Like, they didn't exactly tell Jeff Beck's history either. So that's kind of what you're
Yeah, no, that's true. I will tell you that there was way more online about Jeff Beck.
That's right. Online, all people will be going nuts. Facebook will be blown up for a week. Everybody will change the little avatar thing to Paul Stanley, the star child. Yeah, yeah, that's all that.
Now that we're Lee's heart is racing so bad, I can hear it through her microphone because we're talking about this and she doesn't want to think about it. Yes, Courtney Love was on the list of greatest singers of all time.
Come on. And
so yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And I think she was ahead of Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
No. No.
That's some crazy shit, boy. Let me tell you. I don't know. Who is that? Come on. Take it. I want you to. Sorry. That was my Courtney Love. That voice makes me want to put a shotgun in my mouth and pull the trigger with my toe.
I think 100 years from now, Kiss is still going to be touring. Kiss with young people. They're still going to be touring. Not them, but, you know, fill-ins. Watch. You'll see. Well, we won't. No, so we'll
that's
be
the
dead.
Funniest thing. That's fun. No, you know, I'm
going
to be around.
This is going to continue. They keep saying that.
I will be around. Okay, so look at everybody. Everybody is still going on in the comment box about the list of two. Now they've all gone.
Such a horrible list. I mean, really.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Sonny, do you think that Paul Stanley is underrated as far as the singer goes? Take out the Rolling Stone thing. Or do you think that the majority of rock people appreciate Paul Stanley for exactly what he is?
Yeah,
not personally. But stage-wise and performance and all that stuff-wise.
I think when you say, you know, list top 50 frontmen in rock or period, his name will come up because of who he is. He is underrated as a singer. I think Gene's underrated as a singer.
Gene's amazing.
And you've heard me say it, dude, from at least about 79 to about 92, Paul is untouchable. Paul is doing things Paul will never be able to do again and wished he hadn't done.
That's probably how he burned his voice.
That's right, because he didn't think about he'd be lasting this long.
Right.
But those 13 years, dude, there's not very many singers that could do what he was doing with power, not just falsetto, and still have the stage presence and have the look. I think if he starts in the 80s, he's more respected as a singer because he would have been seen as one of the best singers coming out of hair metal, but he's attached to the 70s. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of, you know, attached to, well, he was just saving Kiss and, you know, doing his stuff, but Kiss wasn't cool at that point. It was all about Motley Crue or whatever, but dude, Vince can't hold a candle to things. Vince can't hold a candle to what Paul's doing now. No. Forget about what Paul was doing on that
list. If Vince Neil would have been on that list, I'd be getting a plane ticket to wherever Rolling Stone is and cause the problem.
So he's an underrated singer. There is no doubt in my mind about that.
At that Phantom of the Opera, boy, he was doing some amazing stuff.
Yeah,
I wish the Phantom was in the U.S. though, right? Because he would have got more play out of that, yeah. And I think people would have really realized how great he was.
I mean, from what I read, he literally took lessons to sing more operatic and everything. Yeah. Like, it was really great.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Vince can't hold
the candle. Courtney Love.
Oh, Courtney Hole.
Courtney Hole. Yeah, it's funny how we both saw Love. All right. Now, in the so the fact that Kiss got signed, according to management and Kiss, they got signed before Bogart ever saw a picture of them, right? So he heard the music and signed them to a deal without seeing them. So my question is, had they left the makeup, if they had taken the makeup off, was the music strong enough, for them to become what they became? If they had the stage show and everything with the fire and the bombs and all that, they still could have done that. A band still do it now without any makeup on. My thing is it just the makeup that takes a company or a magazine like Rolling Stone that makes them go, Paul, Kiss, Paul Stanley? I have Rolling Stone magazines over here where they're not on the cover, but there's articles written in there about them, you know, and they're not bashing them or anything. They're just, you know, it's 3 and 4 pages long, you know, and most people don't even know that Rolling Stone ever even did articles about Kiss in the 70s, but they absolutely did. So really, for Paul Stanley's opportunity to be on that list, is it the makeup that keeps him off, Sonny?
100%, because Rolling Stone doesn't really appreciate any kind of glam rock. They always turn their nose up at anybody who did anything glammy, because David Bowie's cool to be on the list, right? That's all about being hip and in the know, because if you hate David Bowie, you're an idiot. And I don't really like David Bowie, so I guess I'm an idiot. But I just don't get the music. I don't get it. And I don't really like a lot of that glam rock, but I don't like it because I don't like the music. It isn't because of the glam. You know what I mean? So like Twisted Sister, dude, there's 15 good songs to me. The rest of it is just D basically doing the same thing over and over and over to me. Right. I like Wasp a hell of a lot more than I like Twisted Sister. So I like, and so they don't appreciate glam and they don't appreciate shock rock. And Danzig is not shock rock. Right. So, but the makeup hurts Paul's vocal credibility. You can put that on a list somewhere. That should be a title somewhere. The makeup hurts Paul's vocal credibility. Absolutely.
So on his tombstone, it's one of the greatest rock singers of all time, but nobody will ever know because he wore makeup.
The makeup hurts Ace's guitar playing credibility.
Think so? Always heard people saying, you know, that I'll go ahead and tell you I agree with that. I'm going to tell you why, because I remember I was working at a music store and we were going through it was a list in some guitar magazine. I know which one it was, but I'm not going to say it because God. Anyway, it was like the 50 worst solos of all time, and Love Gun solo was on there, and they said, basically, they complained that he played like the lick that goes. Okay, so basically, I think what they wrote was, you're just, all you did was play the pentatonic scale note for note. Okay, but Good Times, Bad Times isn't on there, and he's doing the same thing just backwards. Okay, but see, that there we go. Is that what we're talking about? All right, now, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. The makeup, it hurts them. Lee, you agree with that?
I I don't know. I don't care what Rolling Stone thinks. I mean, really, you know,
no, to
me,
I
the music,
right.
The music to me, I've always loved the music. I never understood where people said it was, they're only big because of the makeup. Cause I love the music. Some of that music is really great. And maybe it does get overlooked because of the makeup. I don't know.
No, people, I agree.
People brush it off. Go, oh, it's just a glam band. They stink,
right. It's like, know? Paul Stanley said that sometimes people listen with their eyes.
I guess.
Yeah. Would they have gotten a shot? And would you have even had a shot to hear the music unless they put the makeup on?
Right. Hard to say.
Right. Because they weren't getting pushed as the faces or Bob Seger or Wicked anybody Lesnar. Else that was big at the time. Right. So it's like the makeup helps you get out there. And then like
Rolling Stone's always blown certain people off though. So
yeah, Rolling Stone, I could give two shits about. And right. I get it that, you know, there's a, they have a following. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
but
yes.
They've never been great to rock. Like right. They've to
they
rock that maybe hit
they
yeah,
like, right?
Anybody who hit Diamond, basically. So they love Bon Jovi. They love Guns N' Roses.
So Diamond is 4 million?
10.
10. Okay, I'm sorry. 10. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So,
like, they don't exactly love AC/DC. AC/DC's not on Rolling Stone every day, right? They just don't love rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here's something else. Now, this I've been asking questions on our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us on Facebook, go there now. Listen, we got less than 150 people to go subscription-wise on YouTube. I know our buddy Doug recently subscribed, and a few other people do. If you're watching on Facebook right now, go look up Podcast Rock City on YouTube and subscribe because one, it automatically puts your name into the list. So when we're doing comments, I can see them on the list. See, like this is Facebook. You have to give Facebook permission. I see somebody said, hey, but I'm not really sure who that is because it's not telling me.
Hey.
So, hey, I'm really glad that you're here.
Hey.
Hey.
Anyway,
I'm really glad that you're here. Facebook people, go over to YouTube and subscribe to YouTube. Also,
someone said Yoko Ono.
Is Yoko Ono on the list?
No.
I don't know.
Did you see that video going around of her screaming in the background of that?
I don't think that I can.
Sorry, I interrupted. I just thought that.
No,
was...
that's okay. I don't think that I could listen to Yoko Ono. Anyway, all right. So let's go to another question.
No one
here.
Can.
40 people here on a not normal day. Thank you guys for being here. All right. So here's a question. This is a little controversial. Yes, I know. Coming from me. Lee, do you think that now Paul Stanley's older and for the past few years, he has been wagging his finger at people about how they act, how they talk, how they whatever, right? And 40 years ago, he was the guy saying, screw you if you don't like how I talk, think, dress, look, whatever. Now, yeah. Do you think that this hurts? Do you think that this hurts his, like, what we've always thought of Paul Stanley?
Yeah, honestly, I wish he'd stop it. I mean, I know as you get older, you get a little more opinionated, you get more wisdom, and maybe you want to share some of that. But I don't need to see Paul Stanley doing that, honestly. I'm sorry.
Sonny?
I make fun of it. I honestly don't really have a problem with it. Because if you think about us, we got to say and be whoever we wanted to be when we were in our 20s. And who we are today is different.
Yeah,
and
that's
because
what I mean.
Homie,
as you get older,
yeah. Yeah, and just because he grew up in front of a news reporter, mm-hmm. what he said in his 20s is now in print. And now what he's saying in his 70s is in print. And it's unbelievably unfair. It just, he has to grow up in front of everybody. You can't be the same at 70 as you were at 30. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
Right? And if you are, we'd be going, dude, are you ever going to grow the fuck up? Right? That's, we would be saying that instead. Homie's been divorced, I think. He's got kids. Like, come on. Like, he
doesn't need to be like an old
yeah,
man.
That part is a little weird. I also,
cool. Be cool.
All of a sudden, he's a Jeff Beck fan. All of a sudden, he's, you know, anybody who dies, he's a big fan. Like, that's a little weird. But then if he didn't say anything, that would be weird too. It's just, it's tough being in the, give the guy.
I'm sure it is.
So Chuck here said, isn't Gene the one that says stupid shit?
Seems like it's switching.
All the time. But right now, it's Paul Stanley's birthday, it's so that's switching. What we're talking about. I will tell you that there is a post. I put a post on our Facebook page this week that said almost the same thing. My question then was, when you watched Family Jewels, did that ruin the demon?
Yes.
Like how I felt Gene Simmons was in real life. Now, I do understand, just like a lot of people said, that show's scripted. And, you know, but I still felt like he came off silly a lot of times, you know, which very well may be how he is. And that's kind of fun, I think, to know that Gene Simmons doesn't take himself so seriously and he has fun. And, you know what I mean? I get that. But what I'm saying here is, Paul Stanley was the, you know, the rock god. That's not necessarily what the world considers, but what's the role he was playing. And for you, it's just like somebody who smokes weed their whole life and then at 55 years old sees some kids smoking weed and walks over and goes, hey, you know, that could hurt you. It's like, so... You know, it's like being out of control is what you taught us to do. Being opinionated as far as, you know, not caring what old people thought or, you know, I mean, that's one of the things I think I worry that people aren't going to be able to separate the two. Like Sonny was saying, he grew up, you know.
Well, Paul used to be like more like the mysterious one, you know, where you didn't hear from him a lot because Gene was so out there and with his TV shows and everything. So maybe that's kind of switching around. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just reading comments. Sorry. Yeah, that's one of the things. How about this? You know, you get a lot of people that'll talk about like Gene's acting, right? And they'll go, man, I've seen the movies that Gene was in and I thought he did a pretty good job. You know, that's usually the opinion. They'll go, I liked this movie or I liked that movie. He only did a few, but mm-hmm. he wasn't a bad actor. I mean, I've seen way, way worse.
I liked them.
You know, I got news for you. Depending on the movie, I could probably watch a Gene Simmons movie before I'd watch a Nicolas Cage movie.
Wow. Come on, dude.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Mike Williams, the best comment ever. Look at put that up.
I got to put everybody up, otherwise people think I'm ignoring them, and I don't mean to. Doug said, same with Ozzy. I couldn't believe I was watching the Prince of Darkness take out the garbage.
That's why I was with Gene with his red onesie on the toilet. I'm like,
and that's one of the reasons, I think I told you guys, I watched a half of one episode of Family Jewels, and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't. And what's happening is basically social media and the ability to be able to connect with these guys is absolutely ruining all the mystique of anything that they had to bring. And Paul's not, as somebody mentioned it, Paul's not doing us any favors by the whole flipping the pizza and the rigatoni ate last night and the stupid bike with the, you know, the little kid's special helmet and whatever else that he's doing. Like, I wouldn't want to see that with Prince if he was alive today. Like, I don't need to know every little thing Bruce Dickinson's doing every minute of every day. Like, I want some of the mystique there. I'm not dumb enough to think these guys, you know, wake up, put on all the shit every day of their lives. Like, hopefully they have downtime. Yeah, but hopefully they have downtime at some point where they can be a regular human. But I do expect that if these rockers that are, like, I expect Johnny Depp to look Johnny Deppish if he is going to be out in public, because that's who he is.
Yeah.
But if he's ponytail back hair and he's got, you know, loosey goosey sweats on with holes in his tennis shoes going to go work out, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
You don't want to see that.
Nick Cage is a national treasure. If he'd have played Superman, I would have had my Superman tattoo taken off of my arm forever. That thing they do where they zap it off. Okay, he almost did. Chris Sinzak, what's up? Rob Halford reality show,
Raking the lawn.
I need my glasses. I'm going to put them on now.
There's a meme of that.
Where are they? Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll wear my glasses. Okay, so.
Yeah, there's definitely no mystique. I mean, of course, we're not going to have what we had in the 70s ever again because of social media.
And he's got to worry about what he's putting out there on social media with his kids. Mm-hmm. Right? His kids see all that stuff.
Yeah, other kids.
Like,
yeah.
So kids change you. Kids change me.
I'm sure.
So, and for me, it was for the better. Right? For Paul, probably the same. But the problem is his job doesn't allow him to be better. I guess that's probably mean, but that's really what it is. We want them to be debaucherous rockers forever, I guess.
I just want them to be cool. I mean, I know they're older and everything, but it's, you know, stop.
Yeah. You know who's still cool and still plays up the rocker and the sleaze and the dirty and Coverdale. Coverdale can be old and funny, and he's all over social media.
Yeah.
But every time that he puts something out there, it's funny. It's still a little bit dirty old man. He's still got a little
edge. He's got some edge.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen him on social media. What's he on?
He's on Twitter.
Oh, see, I got off.
I'm not on Twitter.
Couldn't stand it.
Too much fighting, too much hate, too much complaining, too much.
Everywhere. Oh,
Facebook has none of that.
That's everywhere.
No, but see, I don't really see a lot of that. I get it in my messages.
Scroll by.
But it's really hard.
People do message you some hate.
Most of the time, I'm getting it's almost all kiss and wrestling in my feed. All right, so Sonny, if you could just throw a number out there. Paul Stanley, rock singers, top 5, top 10, top 20, top 15. Where would you put him?
He would definitely be in my top 20. That would be a definite. He would be
lower
because, mid teens probably. And that's for me. Top rock singers for me has also got to be Slash favorite, right? Because there's some rock singers that I'm sure are wonderful that I just don't appreciate. But like to me, Rob Halford wouldn't be in the top 20. I'm not a huge Priest fan, right? To me, Dio would not be in the top 20. I'm not a huge Dio fan. Ozzy wouldn't be in the top 20. I am a big Ozzy fan, but Ozzy's not a great singer.
Not a great
right? So, but Hagar would be on that list, right? Sure. So,
Lee, where would Paul Stanley be in the top 10?
He may be around 5, but he'd definitely be in my top 10. Definitely.
Definitely in his top 10. Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. I think top 10. Now let me ask you this. We'll go back to you, Lee. What about frontmen?
Oh, he's one of the best, but I mean, he'd be in my top 5. Cause I mean, we're looking at David Lee Roth and things like that. So that'd be.
See. Okay. I get that. Sonny, what about you?
He would definitely be in my top 10. He would be in the top possibly 3 front men that had an instrument strapped around him forever, right? Put an instrument on David Lee Roth and see what he can do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you add that in, definitely.
Yeah, you add that in.
Oh, he's one of the greatest front men of all time, for sure.
Yeah. So when I see, when I go watch a show or I hear, well, you know, he's playing guitar, so it's hard to be a front man. I'm really? Have you ever listened to or seen Paul Stanley?
He's dancing and he's jumping.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'd definitely be in my top 10 for sure. Yeah.
I say that everything David Lee Roth did, Paul Stanley did with a guitar wrapped around his neck and in 7-inch heels. Jumping off. I've seen David Lee Roth in concert. I've watched the shows that he did from the
first concert.
I watched the shows that he did from that are online when he was with Van Halen, early Van Halen, and although I love David Lee Roth, and to me, no David Lee Roth means you're not listening to Van Halen. That's how I feel about it. Although I love Van Hagar, I love it.
It's two different bands.
I love the way I look at it. Yep. But But what David Lee Roth did on stage, Paul Stanley could do. You take the guitar off him. I don't think he'll have a problem. He does.
I don't know if Paul could do javelin stuff with the spear.
Maybe, but practice. Doug here has got a big DLR thing, but I don't really care what he thinks. So let's see. We're gonna just get rid of him. I'm just kidding. I'm pushing the button.
Dio, yes, Ronnie James Dio should be up there.
There we go.
Can't believe it.
Heavy Mayo, hello. Listen, thank you guys all for being here. I do really appreciate it. It's a Friday night. We're all hanging out. It's Paul Stanley's birthday. I don't know, Sonny. When you think of Paul Stanley, do you think I guess the answer to this is no. So I'm not even going to really ask it. But
no, ask it.
Go ahead.
I mean, do you think that? And Chris Sinzak, don't answer this question. Even though you know how his voice is, would you have liked one more Kiss record, Paul Stanley singing? Or do you think that that hurts?
Yeah, I personally don't need a Kiss record. I just let the legacy bands be legacy bands. Because reality is, anything new that gets put out there by some of these legacy bands is never going to touch what they did in the past for me. Right now, newer bands like the new Hailstorm album is amazing, and I'll be listening to that for a long, long, long time. But they're still making their legacy, right? But do we really need a new Who record? Like, I don't need a new Who record. I don't need a new Rolling Stones record.
Right, you got plenty.
I need a new AC/DC record. Right, I don't need the GNR record. Everybody wants one. Why? It's gonna suck.
Jack, I got your comment right here. I don't think Roger Daltrey was on the list of 200.
That list is pathetic.
I may be wrong, but I skimmed through it, but I don't remember seeing Roger Daltrey, but he may have been on there. Kiss remasters films. Damn, I'm going to have to check you out. Send us a link to whatever you do. If you're remastering films, I'd love to see that. Let's see. D. Snyder could bite me. That's funny.
Can bit me.
Yes, and then he said bite.
Bite.
Let's see. Thank you guys all for being here. What's
homie,
on Lee's shirt?
Homie the clown. Yes.
See, Frank, you fall for it every time.
Yes.
Because somebody says what's on your shirt, and you get closer to the camera
and
with the girls there, and that's
there's
what everybody
not
wants.
Much there, so
that's what everybody much. Wants to
Peter
see.
Wolf they from Jay Giles, absolutely.
Not much.
Let's see. What's this comment? However, I'm still a Kiss fan, so personally, I like new music. That
I haven't
won't
listened to the
legacy.
Past bunch of albums anyway. So
yeah. Monster. Okay. So here's the thing. I want to thank you guys all for being here today. I guess we've talked about Paul Stanley enough for his birthday. He's 71 years old, and quite frankly, he looks better than me and Sonny. But if the two of us could take him, though.
What the hell?
Oh, dude, Sonny's he wouldn't like, last 2 seconds.
Huh?
He wouldn't last 2 seconds. I'd say boo, and he'd cry.
I remember, I'm going to tell you guys a funny story before we go. And it involves Paul, it involves Sonny Pooney and me. And I'm standing off to the side, and he met Chris Jericho for the first time. And Chris Jericho looked at you and said, what?
He goes, if I knew how big you were, I wouldn't have been talking shit online.
Nice.
He said, you're a big dude.
You're a big dude.
And then he went right on to talking shit. That's who he is.
Yeah, and he fucked with me. He walked up. Hey, Joey's like, hey, this is Sonny Pooney. Oh, hey. And then Joey goes, and this is Joey. And he goes, fuck you. And
wow.
And then he said, no, I'm just kidding. And I was so hurt because I'm the real Chris Jericho.
You're the
man.
One. Yeah, you're the fan.
Anyway, it's all right. That reminds me, if you guys are going to be on the Chris Jericho cruise, look for me. I'll be there, and we'll hang out, and we can even do an episode of Podcast Rock City together, and we can talk about wrestling and rock music, and it'll be a lot of fun. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No. Happy birthday, Paul Stanley. Happy 71.
Absolutely. Lee.
I'm so happy they're still here and happy birthday, Paul. It's great.
Absolutely. And this is what I'm going to say. I still love Paul Stanley. I do. I know that he talks a little too much now, and it kind of takes away that I've always said this. The only times that we used to see our favorite rock singers was when we bought a magazine. Exactly. But now the magazine is Twitter and Facebook, and we really do get to see who these people really are. But and some people like that, and some people don't. I'm one of the ones that I'm like torn. You know, and the only reason I still follow all this is because I get a lot of the news from them. You know, they post things, and that's how you know. But I still, I don't want anybody to think I still love Paul Stanley. I would kiss him on the lips.
I think I ignore a lot of the stuff that they say because in my mind, I'm still 12, and we're still in the 70s. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I can't explain it. Like, I ignore a lot of it. Like, to me, he's just still Paul Stanley from the 70s.
Yeah. Social media is messing all that up. Like, Rod Stewart was filmed fixing a pothole on a road to his house one day. And I'm just like, come on.
Why you gotta,
what are you doing?
Leave the guy alone. Let him have his life outside.
I thought maybe it was like a work release program. He got busted for a DUI or something. But no, he's out there fixing potholes, trying to help. And I guess the city said that, Rod, don't help. Like, that's not helping.
Stop it.
Look at N7 Stormtrooper. Sorry, I had to move something. N7 Stormtrooper 2, first time, a long time listener, first time participating in chat. You guys rock, man. Thank you very much. You don't know how that makes us feel. We love the fact that you're here. Come back next Sunday. Come back next Sunday, 7 o'clock. We're going to be here and we're going to be hanging out. I'm not sure yet what we're going to be talking about, but we will be talking about the awesome Barry Manilow show that I went to last night. This is my turn to say what I'm going to say. I went and saw Barry last night. It was a wonderful, awesome show. He still could sing. He still could dance. He's funny. And if he's coming to your town, well, I think today was the last show. So
only
8 shows because he's 79. But I will tell you that he was super funny and he had it was a great show, great time. The band kicked ass. It was, you know, that Barry only has top. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Anyway, so thank you again, N7 Stormtrooper 2. I really do appreciate it. You guys are all awesome for being here with us tonight. I wanted to do the show live, and Sonny and Lee were like, yeah, we got to do it live. Joey's, I guess he's off to do shows this weekend.
Yeah, I think he's got some gigs.
Yeah, so, can Barry Manilow fix potholes?
Better than he can sing, yes.
Oh.
No, don't say that. Look, see, can't smile. Hey, about the funk, I like that picture. That's a good picture, buddy.
Can't smile without much.
Go anyway, Dak.
What did it say? Maybe Dak is the guy, Sonny. Oh my goodness. Well, okay. So football's this weekend. I don't want to go on any longer. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcast. Some of them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.